Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Beis, and we are at the last line of daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, Ketzad Asa Maimer V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema. Favadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora Basmecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Eloza Lipras Shalom ben Fager Rachel, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're in the third daf of the four dafin of Perek Rabbi Gamliel. It's definitely a much lighter daf than the previous two dafin, but it's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oysa inyan. And that is, it's discussing what happens if a yavam either does maimer to the yavama or gives a get to the yavama. So as we've mentioned so many times, midai raisa, every yavam has two options. Either to do yibum, which would consummate the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, or to do Chalitza, which would sever the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. Those are the only two options. The Rabbanan, however, went, and the Rabbanan added two additional options. They said that there's one thing that if the Yavam would do to the Yavama, would be considered Me'ein Yibum, and there's another thing that if the Yavam would do towards the Yavama, it would be considered Me'ein Chalitza. Maimer is Me'ein Yibum, Get is Me'en Chalitza. The Mishnah, the very long Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Rabbi Gamliel, discuss what happens if and when the Yavam does Maimer to the Yavama, or gives a get to the Yavama. Exactly how is that going to impact the Nefila Le'Yibam? Either way, today's daf is going to pick up in its discussion of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah began with the halacha of Rabbi Gamliel, hence the name of the perek, Rabbi Gamliel. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? He said, "Ein get achar get, v'loy maimer achar maimer, v'loy bila achar bila, v'loy chalitza achar chalitza." The chachamim were moide b'miktzas. They said, "I agree that loy bila achar bila, v'loy chalitza achar chalitza." However, whereas Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ein get achar get," the chachamim said, "Yesh get achar get." And whereas Rabbi Gamliel said, "V'loy maimer achar maimer," the chachamim argued. They said, "Yesh maimer achar." And then the Mishnah did something interesting. The Mishnah said, Ketzad. And the Mishnah went on to discuss not the machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, but rather to discuss more high level, more generally speaking, how is it that Maimer and Get impacts on the Nefila Le'Yibum. Now, when we learned the Mishnah, we said that it's really out of the ordinary in terms of the derech of the Tana when he usually presents the laws of a Mishnah. Meaning, typically, if the Tana, the Mishnah, would say something and then say Ketzad. Ketzad would be a pirush, a commentary on what the Tana had just said. But that's not the way our Mishnah reads. Our Mishnah begins with the Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether Yesh get achar get or Ein get achar get, Yesh maimer achar maimer or Ein maimer achar maimer. And then the Mishnah says Ketzad, but Ketzad's not explaining the Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, but rather the Ketzad is explaining something else. Now, the something else is Me'inyan Le'inyan, Ba'oysa Inyan, but it's not a direct hit to what the halacha of the Mishnah was, and the Gemara is going to begin with this ha'ara, again, something that we've already spoken out, and that is Ketzad Asa Maimer V'chulu. Freak the Gemara, Hay Get Achar Get, who? The Mishnah begins with a machloikis Rabbi Gamliel on the Chachamim, whether Ein Get Achar Get or Yesh Get Achar Get. And then the Mishnah goes on and says Ketzad, and the Ketzad of the Mishnah was not discussing a case of Get Achar Get. It wasn't discussing a Maimer Achar Maimer. It was discussing a Get Achar Maimer and a Maimer Achar Get, and then a Chalitza after a Get after Maimer, and all the different permutations that were discussed in the Mishnah. But what it did not mention was the halacha that the Mishnah began with. Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said, Hachi Kamar, this is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Get Achar Get, Maimer Achar Maimer Kidamar. Meaning, there's a machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether Yesh Get Achar Get or Ein Get Achar Get. Whether Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer and Ein Get, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. And that's Kedamar. That's not going to be explained in this Mishnah. Will it be explained? It'll be explained, Zakh Rashi, the Braisa de Le'il. The Braisa on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. There was a Braisa on the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph, yesterday's Daf, where the Braisa said, Ketzad Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Get Achar Get. Ketzad Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. So there was a Ketzad that was Mefarish the Reish of the Mishnah, but that's not in the Mishnah. That's Kedamar in the Braisa. Okay, Yavam vi Echad vi Yavam Ma'achas, Ketzad HaTarason. And then the Mishnah went on, and the Mishnah said, Ketzad regarding learning something else. If there's one Yavam and one Yavamo, what would happen if the Yavam gave a get, or if the Yavam did Maimer, or if he gave a get and then did Maimer, and all the different halachas. Asa Maimer be a Vimtev, and Asa Laget, Tzrichay Menach Halitza, v'chulu, 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 a whole daf, which really makes up the Mishnah. Point is, the Gemara just said, again, what we spoke out so many times, that even though Ketzad usually would be a pirish on the aforementioned halacha in the Mishnah, in this case, the Ketzad of the halacha of the Mishnah is really Kedamaran. It's in a brisa that the Gemara quoted on Daf Nun Aleph. The Ketzad of the Mishnah is actually discussing something else. So in the course of all the different permutations that were mentioned in the Mishnah said, Asa Maimer Ubaal, Harezu Kemitzvasa. In the event that there was one Yavam and one Yavam, the Yavam did Maimer with the Yavama, and then afterwards, he was boiled. Yavama Yavah Yolev. Says the Mishnah, HaRezo Kemitzvasa. That is the perfect way of doing Yibum. And it sounds like the perfect way of doing Yibum is not simply Yavama Yavah Yolev, but the perfect way of doing Yibum is first to do Maimer, and then afterwards, Yavama Yavah Yolev. So the Gemara says, Leimim Masayeh Le Rafuna. The Mishnah would seem to support something Rafuna said. Amar Rafuna, Rafuna said, Mitzvah Yavama, the proper way, the Lechatchila way to do Yibum is Mekadesh, first to do a Maisa Kedushin, also known as Maimer, and then afterwards to do Yavama Yavah Yolev. It certainly sounds like the Mishnah is saying what Rav Huna said. Again, what the Mishnah say? Asa Maimer Uba LaRezo Kemitzvasa. If you're not really supposed to do Maimer, just supposed to do Yavama Yavah Yolev, so then Asa Maimer Uba is not a Rezo Kemitzvasa. Uba is a Rezo. My is Harezu Kimitzvasa. From the fact that the Mishnah says Maimer Ubal, it sounds like that the real way you're supposed to do it is first to do Maimer. But the Gemara says it's not Muchach, even though it certainly sounds like it is, but you could always say Ema, maybe when the Mishnah says Asa Maimer Ubal, Harezu Kimitzvasa, Mishnah's not coming to say that this is the way you should do it. So what does it mean, Harezu Kimitzvasa? Afzu Kimitzvasa. What the Mishnah is saying is that if somebody would do Maimer and then do Yibum, Afsu Kemitzvasa, it would be considered appropriate. As if to say, there would have been a Havamina, that if the Yavam first does Maimer and then does Yibum, there's something imperfect about it, Kamash Malan, that just like Bia L'chud is Kemitzvasa, Maimer Ubiya is also Kemitzvasa, but the Gemara says Peshitta. Why would you think that Maimer messes it up? At the end of the day, the mitzvah is to do Yibum, Peseida, you did Maimer, but Maimer is somehow migareya, there would have been a havamina that if you didn't mimer first and then yavama yava yaleh, it wouldn't be kimitzvasa. So the Gemara says, yes. I would have thought, give it a mamar. Being that we said earlier, and we was earlier, in Perik Arba Achin, if somebody does mimer to the yavama, so a yavam does mimer to the yavama, parcha himenu zikas yavamim, the mimer causes the zika between the yavam and the yavama to go away, the chala olav, and what is chal in its place is a different type of zika. Zikas erisin v'nesuin. Now, the context in that Gemara was, the Gemara had a shayla, that if somebody does maimer, is maimer erisin oisa, or is maimer nesuin oisa? L'may nafkemina, the nafkemina would be, if after the Yavam does maimer, could he consummate the ishus by simply doing a bia, yavama yava yaleh, or maybe once he does maimer, at that point, it creates an erisin relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, and if that's the case, he would have to do a proper Nesu'in, Bechuppah, etc., in order to consummate the Ishus. Meaning, the Gemara had a tzad that once the Yavam does Maimer, Maimer actually changes, it shifts the whole relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. So, before the Yavam does anything with the Yavama, there's a zika between the Yavam and the Yavama. And as we mentioned so many times, that even though there's machlokes in Yavama, it's whether yesh zika or ain't zika, but really everybody agrees there's a zika. The machlokes yesh zika, ain't zika is how far zika goes. What kind of halachas does zika create? But there's certainly a zika's Yavamin, that exists between the Yavam and the Yavama. Once the Yavam does Maimer, there's a tzad in the Gemara that it could be the Maimer, of course, is an Ishus, and maybe it's even a better Ishus than merely Zika. But it's also a different type of Ishus. And the Ishus that exists is no longer a Zikas Yavamin, rather what it is a Zikas Eris and Benesun. But here's the point, that being that there's a tzad to say that when a person does Maimer, it could be, it shifts the nature of the relationship, the nature of the Yachas, the nature of the Zivot, from Zikas Yavamin to Zikas Eris and Benesun, Se'ema, I would have had a Havamino, the Lav Mitzvah Kavod, that if the Yavam afterwards is going to do Bia, it could be he won't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because maybe the only time there's a Mitzvah's Yibum is when it's Yavama Yavayoleh on a zikas yivamen. But to the extent that the zikas yivamen doesn't exist anymore, but rather it's a zikas erisin or a zikas nesuin, even if the yivamen yavo yoleh is going to be mashlim the ishus, but it could be, it won't be a mitzvah, because maybe the mitzvah requires zikas yivamen. And once maimer is done, at that point, there's not zikas yivamen anymore. Now it's zikas erisin and nesuin. So what's the point? A little long-winded, but voltech gahata havamino, that maybe if the yavam would do maimer first and then be a second, he would not be mekayim the mitzvah, because once he does maimer, there's no zikas yavamin anymore. Now it's zikas eris and minasuin. If all there is zikas eris and minasuin, so maybe you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Kamash kulan, that's what the Mishnah means. So again, at first glance, it sounded like when the Mishnah says also maimer ubala rezukum esfasa leimer misayel le derafuno, that this is the appropriate way to do it. But the Gemara says it's not muchach that that's what the Mishnah is saying. Maybe what the Mishnah is saying is ema af zukum mitzvasa, that this is also kemitzvasa. Meaning you don't have to do it this way. There's nothing lechatchil about doing it this way. The chiddush just is that if you do it this way, it's okay. Why would you have thought? Nah, because you would have thought that the maimer shifts the relationship from zikas yivam to zikas erisim and asuin. And once it's zikas erisim and asuin, maybe you can't be mekayim the mitzvah anymore. Kamash melon. That's the chiddush, that you are mekayim the mitzvah. Now, one of the things that Rishonim talk about is there's a havamina to say that once the yavam does maimer, he removes the zikas yivamin. All it is zikas erisim and asuin, to the point that maybe the yavam can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, this would all make sense in Beis Shammai's world, that maimer is koine kinyan gamor, it works midday raisa. So you could see where maimer would have the ability to get in the way of being mekayim the mitzvah sivum. But according to Beis Hillel, who holds that maimer is something that only works midday rabbanon, so if all it is midday rabbanon, how is it possible that the yavam's maimer would have the ability to impact the mitzvah's yibum deiraisa? There's nothing maimer midrabanan could do lechura to impact the yibum midrabanan. This is something that the Rishonim talk about. Talk to Gemara. So we mentioned Rav Huna's halacha. So the Gemara now is going to digress and discuss Rav Huna for a few moments. Gufa, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, mitzvah's yibum in mekadesh ma'acha kachbel. The appropriate way for a person to go about the mitzvah of yibum is first for him to be mekadesh, first to do maimer, and then afterwards to do the bia. The imba of asa maimer. If, however, he did it in the reverse order, first he did the bila and then he did maimer, kano, he's going to be kano. So Rav Huna said two things. Number one, the appropriate way to do yibum is first maimer, then yibum. And then he said that if you would do it fakert, you would do first yibum, first bia, and then maimer would be fine. So the Gemara says, imba of asa maimer, Rav Huna needs to tell me that if first he was bald, then he was asa maimer, he's going to be kano pshita. What's the question? Dakanya bebia. There's no way Rav Huna can argue with the fact that when it says in the Torah, Yavam Yav Yaleh, all it means is Bia. Now, Rav Huna wants you to do Maimer first, Beseder. But of course, in Baal, Va'asa Maimer Kano, if you would do the Bia first and then afterwards the Maimer, there's no way that doing the Maimer after the Bia could somehow be Megareya. And the reason is because once you do the Bia, at that point, L'chaira, everything is fine. So the Gemara says, Ale'ema, you have to say what Rav Huna meant to say was like this. In Baal, Beloy Maimer Kano. Not in Baal, Va'asa Maimer Kano, but rather in Baal, Beloy Maimer Kano. There would have been a Havamina that if he did the bia and he didn't do maimer at all, maybe he shouldn't be kaina. Kamash malon, he's kaina. Now Tosfos, the top Tosfos in the Amud, says Pashup Shad in the Gemara. I don't even know how to read the Gemara because the Gemara just said I don't understand why Rav Huna would have to tell me in Baal the asa maimer kaina. If he was Baal, he was already kaina. So how could the maimer later impact it? Well, for the same price in Baal he was kaina. So how could not doing maimer later impact it? So if the Gemara didn't understand what the chiddush is of imbal for asa maimer kana, then why does the Gemara suddenly understand what the chiddush is of imbal v'loy asa maimer kana? Just pashup shan in the Gemara, how do you understand it? So that's something that the top Tosfos discusses. But either way, the Gemara says, I have a different problem. Because at the end of the day, what you're telling me is that Rav Huna is saying, imbal, if the yavam would do bia and he wouldn't do maimer, so the halach is it would be kaina. Freak the Gemara, how can you tell me he's kaina? V'atanya loika. We learned in a braisa that the halach is that in the event that the yavam does the yibum without first doing maimer, he gets malchus. Now, if he gets malchus, that means he's over nisa deiraisa. Because you don't get malchus unless you violated something minatayra. So if the person violated nisa deiraisa, then the halacha should be that if he did the yibum, he should not be kaina. Because berega, we say, he's being over nisa deiraisa, that should be a sfarah, he shouldn't be kaina. Why? What's Pashup Shah? So you could say, I don't know, if he was over in Isidai Raisa, maybe that's the reason he shouldn't be Kaina. But Lechura, on a little bit of a deeper level, to the extent that he was over in Isidai Raisa, maybe he has no Heterei Shasach. And if he has no Heterei Shasach, so that would be a reason he shouldn't be Kaina. But for whatever The reason is, the Gemara Tain is that how could Rav Huna say that if he was Baal, V'loyasa Maimer Kaina, V'hatanya Laika, Laika means he was Iver Nisadei Raisa. And the Gemara's question is, if he's Iver Nisadei Raisa, why Shni Kaina? So the Gemara says, you have to say, when it says in the Braisa Laika, what it means is not Malkus Dei Raisa, but rather Makas Mardus Midrabanan. What it means is, Makas Mardus Midrabanan, a person that does Bia, Yibam, without first doing Maimer, he's not over any Issa Dei Raisa. All he's over is an Issa Dei Rabbanan. And when it says Malkus, it means Malkus Mardus, which is only a Malkus Dei Rabbanan. And by the way, that's the reason that in Baal, the Loi Asa Maimer, the Loch is, he's going to be a Koine. So what's the Makar to this idea? That if someone does Yibum and he doesn't first do Maimer, he gets Malkus Mardus. So the Gemara says, this was in fact the Minig of Rav. The Rav, Mangid, Manda Mekadesh Babia. Rav used to give Malkus to the following people. Now this is not Malkus Dei Raisa, because all these people we're about to mention did not do anything wrong menatayra. All they did was is they violated Yisrei Rabban. But Rav used to, because of something that he didn't like that they did, he used to give them Makas Mardas. Okay, so what's this list? Number one, Manda Mekadesh Bebiya. So the first Mishnah of Masechtas Kedushin says, Isha Niknis B'Sholish Drachim B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bebiya. Rav used to give Malkus to someone that was Mekadesh Bebiya. He felt it was inappropriate. And as a result, he would give Malkus. Umanda Mekadesh Beshuka. Additionally, if somebody is Mekadesh in Isha, in a shuk, in an open area, in a marketplace, he used to give Malkus. Umanda Mekadesh Beloy Shaduchi. If someone's Mekadesh in Isha without first having Shaduchim, meaning they weren't engaged, not Erison, they weren't engaged, meaning somebody meets somebody and before he even gets to know who she is, Rav didn't like when that happened. And when he saw things like that happen, he used to give them Malkus. This is talking about a sugi in Parakashelech, where somebody sent a shliach loylocha to divorce his wife, and then after he made him a shliach, he was mevatel the shlichas. He went over to him and he told him that I don't want you to be my shliach anymore. The Gemara in Hashelech says that bad things can come about when things like this happen. There's some heavy gzeiras going on here. And the bottom line is Rav was so displeased with people that did this, he would give Malkus to anyone that did it. Umanda masa moida agita. Additionally, if somebody was forced by Bezdin to give a get, classic koifanoisa achayyome roitzani, if this person would then go into Bismedrish and he would say, listen, I understand I divorced my wife, I was forced into it, but I'm being moisa moida, I never had a mind to do it. Rav said, they would give him Malkus. Uman de Pucker Shlicha de Rabbanon. Or if there was someone that acted with chutzpah, he acted with hefkeris towards a Shliach de Rabbanon. So Bezin sent a Shliach, an agent, to come and request something from him, and he didn't act in a respectful way. Rav gave him Malkus. Uman de Shoyi Shamte de Rabbanon, Leot Ha'alsin Yoyim, Vodhi Asal Medina, Vatav de Shamte. Or if somebody was put into Cherim, of Mesachtes Mai Cotton Fane, and he was in Cherim for 30 days, and he didn't try to fix his Cherim. This was another person the Rav would put in Cherim. Would give Malkus to. Valchasna de Darbe Bechamoy. Or a son-in-law that was living by his in-laws. A son-in-law that was living by his in-laws, he was chashid that maybe he would be mezana with his mother-in-law. And Rav used to give a person like that Malkus. So the Gemara says, one second, let's just pause. Didar in the Chal of Light. It sounds like only if the son-in-law is physically living with his mother-in-law. But if he would just come by, then it wouldn't be a problem. Faith the Gemara, Vahu, there was a person, the Chal of Habav de Bechamoy, who once passed by his in-law's house, and he went in, literally, he just went in. And what happened? Venagde Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes gave him Malkus. Now Rav Sheshes was a Talmud of Rav. He was probably following the minhag of his Rebbe. And he gave him Malkus simply because this person just walked in. He didn't live there. He just was passing by. And after picking, that was enough. So why did the Gemara say that Rav used to give Malkus for a son-in-law that lived with his mother-in-law, even for coming? So the Gemara says, now that was a unique situation. Who made them have a dayim mechamas? This was a person who was chashed that he was doing averis with his mother-in-law, and it's for that reason this was something that happened. Incidentally, as it relates to this idea of al-chasna didar bechamoi, so we have a related raid bite. I think the name of the related raid bite is the most famous tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda. And that's really what it is. It's in Shalos HaTshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, Erechayim Kama. It's tshuva Lamed Hey. It's a raid bite that we've spoken about many times. Most recently in Masechtas Brachas Daf Yud Tes. There's different elements to it and different raid bites focus on different parts of the tshuva. It's a very, very long tshuva. Ayin Shom. But snuck the Gemara, right? So what does the Gemara say? But the bottom line is, you see, there was a whole list of situations where Rav would give people Makas Mardos. And one of them was, man, the Mekadesh Bebiya. So you see that somebody that was Mekadesh Bebiya, Rav would give this person Malkus. So if someone just goes and does Yibum without first doing a Maisa, Kedushin, a Maisa, Maimer, so he's a Mekadesh Bebiya. This is someone that Rav used to give Malkus to. And that's what the Braisa meant when it said, like, it didn't mean loika arba malchus de rice. All it meant was malchus de rabbanan. As
The Gemara says that even though we just had this long list of people that Rav used to give Malkus to, Nardoi Amri, Nardoi had a different list. But Kulu Le Mangid Rav. They says, no, all these things that we mentioned that Rav used to give Malkus to, it's not really true. Elo Le Mekadesh Bebiyo Beloy Shadochi. The only time Rav used to give Malkus is if someone was Mekadesh Bebiyo and it was Beloy Shadochi. Meaning, both of these criteria. He was A, Mekadesh Bebiya, and B, there was also no Shaduchim. But if he wasn't Mekadesh Bebiya, even if he was Mekadesh Beloy Shaduchi, or if he was Mekadesh Bebiya, but there was Shaduchi, then Rab wouldn't give Malkus. Ikadami Sam said, Afila B'Shaduchi Nami Mishum Pritzusa, that any person that was Mekadesh Bebiya, even if there was Shaduchi, still he would give Malkus. The bottom line is, and this is a very, very important halacha, something that we're going to get back to in the raid, and that is Rav Huna said, Mitzvahs Yevama Mekadesh Ve'achakach Boyal. That even though midai raisa, the mitzvah of yibum is yivama yava yale, it's a maisa biya ba'alma, but at the same time, mitzvah yivama mekadesh v'achakach ba'al, there's a mitzvah to first do maimer, and then afterwards to do the yibum. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara doubled down, and the Gemara brought a braisa that says if somebody would do yibum without first being mekadesh, he would get malkus. And the Gemara clarified, what does it mean malkus? Of course, it doesn't mean malkus abam because this person wasn't over anything midday raisa. But what it means is makas marda. Zok the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Ketzad Maimer. Okay, so now that we just learned that Maimer isn't just something that may happen, but Maimer is something really that is lechatchila. It's something that Beis Din and Chazal wanted the yavam to do. So how exactly is Maimer done? So what's Maimer? We know what Maimer is. Maimer is Kedushin. Which type of Kedushin? Either Kasef or Shtar. Bia, that's real yibum. So it's either Kasef or Shtar. So the Gemara says, Ketan Maimer, Nasan La Kasef, in the event that the Yavam would give Kasef to the Yavama, Oishava Kasef, it doesn't have to be money. It could be something that's worth money, like a diamond ring. Oop. So that, in and of itself, would be a Maisa Maimer. Now Rashi says that in the event that the Yavam is going to be Mekadesh Bekasev, so he's Nasan LaKasev, Eshava Kasev, but Amar La, he also has to say something. Right? Every Kedushin is really made up of two parts. There's the Maisa Kedushin, and then there's the Amira. The Maisa Kedushin is Kasev Shtarabia, and then the Amira is Hare At Mikudesh Esli, etc. So Rashi says that what's the Nusach that the Yavam is going to say? But Amar La, he tells her, Hiskachi Li B'Maimer Yavam. So he's supposed to say Hiskachi Li, but he incorporates in the nusach of the Amira the fact that this is a Yavam and a Yavama situation. So he doesn't just say Hiskachili, but Hiskachili b'maimer Yavam. Either way, that's the way Maimer is done b'kesef. U'b'shtar keitzad. How's Maimer done b'shtar? So the Gemara says, you want to know how it's done? B'shtar keitzad k'damaron. L'chura, it's the same way as the way you would expect it to be done, meaning kosav lan al yar alan cheres afak b'she'im b'shavar pruto harei at mikudesh esli, meaning just like by kedushin, if someone's mekadesh yisha b'shtar, so what do you write in the shtar? You write harei at mekadesh esli. So if someone is going to be mekadesh yivam, he's going to do maimer with a shtar, so you're going to write in the shtar the nusach of maimer, like we said, iskachni li b'maimer yivam. So the Gemara says that what kind of question is that? What are you supposed to write in the shtar? You're supposed to write in the shtar. It's a shtar kedushin. What's the shaylo? So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, Abaye said hachi karmenot." But the question, the Braisa was something else. Shtar ksubas yevamin kesa. The Gemara knows. The Braisa knows exactly what the nusach of the shtar yevamin is going to be. Meaning, if the shtar is going to be used for maimer, we know what it's going to say inside the shtar. The question is that the yevama also going to have a ksuba, and the question is now, what is that ksuba going to say in it? Shtar ksubas yevamin kesa. So the Gemara says, here's the kriyas ksuba. Kasav la, not pleni bar pleni. Kabilas yas plenis yevamti olai. I'm taking it upon myself to this yevama lozunu lefarnes a karoi to be mefarnes her properly. Vavad should take ksubas on lichse by lorishin. However, even though the yavam obligates himself with the ksuba obligation towards the yavama, however, as it relates to the lien that ordinarily the woman would have on her husband's nechasim when it comes to a ksuba, over here the lien of the ksuba is not on the yavam's nechasim, but rather it's on her late husband's nechasim. Vilesle mirishin. However, if that person didn't have any nechasim, then the kinnul rabbanon misheni. Then we say that the yavam is going to be responsible for the ksuba. K'desh leikalo inu b'loitzia. It's because we never want to have a situation where there's a husband and wife are married, and if the husband decides that he wants to divorce his wife, it's going to be too cheap. It's going to be too easy to do. That's one of the reasons Chazal masakin ksuba. K'desh leikalo inu b'loitzia. So it's for that reason, being that the Yavam and Yavam at the end of the day are going to be married, even though ideally the lien of the ksuba will be al nechsi baila rishon, but b'di'evit, in the event that it doesn't have any chasim, k'deish leitei kala b'nev leitzia, we're going to have no choice and we're going to have to impose the lien on the assets of the Yavam. Zok the Gemara. Boi minei Abaya mei Rabba. So Abaya asked Rabba the following question. Now this next Gemara is really
again, revisiting the Mishnah, one of the many things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, and that is that if a Yavam would give a Yavama a get, that get would have an effect, it would have an impact on the Zika. What kind of an effect would it have? Number one, once a Yavam gives a get, at that point he can't do Yibam anymore. Because just like if a Yavam does Chalitza, Kivan Shalai Bana Shuvla Yivna, so too, if he gives a get, he can't do Yibam, not just him, none of the Yavamim, none of the Yavamais, everybody's knocked out from being able to do Yibam. Additionally, just like a man that's married to his wife, if he divorces his wife, or even if he doesn't divorce his wife, but even if he divorces his wife, he's usher on all her krivos. So too, if a Yavam gives a get to a Yavama, he's going to be usher on all her krivos. Right? So a get for sure has a koyach when it comes to a Yavam and a Yavam. So Abaye asked Rabbi the following question. Nasan la get. What happens if the Yavam gave the Yavam a get? Okay. Va'amar, and he said, Harei ha-migureshe se'meni. I want you to be migureshe se'meni, meaning I'm giving you a get. However, v'i'at muteres l'chal adam. But I don't want you to be muter to everyone else in the world. Meaning, ordinarily, when a man divorces his wife, so now she's free to marry anybody that she wants. Till now, she was an Eishes Ish. Now, she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. Since she wants to get married, she has the right to get married. What happens if a man would give a get, and he would say, Harei ha-migureshe se'meni, however, v'i at muteres l'chalam. I don't want you to be muter, I don't want you to be able to marry anybody that you want. That's pasha, that get would not be a get. But Abaye's question to Rabbah was, what about with a yavam and a yavama? Where the whole get is just the derabbanan type of inyan. Would this be considered a get? Would it not be considered a get? So what was the shayla? Get yavama derabbanan. Who being that a get yavama is derabbanan? So get the mahani beishasish mahani biyavama. Get the loy mahani beishasish loy mahani biyavama. So maybe we say that a get that works for an eishasish is going to work for a yavama. A get that doesn't work for an eishasish is not going to work for a yavama. And being that this get would not work for an eishasish, it doesn't work in a deraisa setting, so it doesn't work in this derabbanan setting either. Or maybe also lachlufi begito. At the end of the day, if you're going to allow this get to go, some people are going to confuse this get with a good get or this get with a chalitza. Right? The whole idea of us treating a get like a chalitza is so people shouldn't confuse gerishim with chalitza, like the Gemara said on Daf Nun Anu Beis. Since could be this get is enough of a get, at the end of the day it is a get. It's a puzzle get, but it's a get. And therefore, people might confuse it with chalitza. So therefore, we're going to treat it like a get. So the Gemara says, this was a biased question that he asked. Rabbi Amalei, the rabbi told Abaye, Chayshin and Dumas, Lachluvi Begito. He said, yeah, it's a very, very good point. I'm concerned that people might confuse this with a regular get, they'll confuse this with a chalitza, and as a result, this get will be considered, even though it's not a good get, it will be considered a maskev for Rabbi Bar Chanan. So Rabbi Bar Chanan asks, El Miyat, if that's the case, Yovlan, Nar Baal Mochin, Nabi the Apostle. What happens if a man would go over to the Yavam? And he would give her a blank piece of paper. But he would say, I read migureshesli, right? I want you to be migureshes. I read muteres l'chalada, right? The nusach of a get. So you go over, and he would say that with a blank piece. So you're going to tell me there too, it's going to be a problem? Hachinami the pasla? That doesn't even sound tenable, right? That sounds like way too big of a chiddush. What's the difference? Lemaisa, it looks a little like a get. It just so happens it's a blank piece of paper. So Bishlam, if it has to be a get, so it has to be a get. But you tell me it doesn't have to be a get. Because at the end of the day, as long as Dilma Asi Lachlufi Begita, that's enough for it to be considered a get. See, here too, maybe Dilma Asi Lachlufi. Amalei, the Gemara says, Rabba told Rabba Rachana, no. Here it's very different. Hasam lay pasal bekahuna, hachak pasal bekahuna. If somebody gives a blank piece of paper as a get, that's not a get. It's not a get on any level. However, if somebody would give a get, say harei at migureshes se'meni. However, viat muteres l'chaladam, it would be considered something. In fact, she would be considered a grusha to the point that she wouldn't be able to marry a kohen. How do I know that? The Tanya, it's a brisa. V'isha gerusha me isha lo yikachu. We learn from there. What's me isha mean? Afilu lo yiskarsha el me isha. Even if she's only divorced from her husband, but Rashi v'lo yitiru l'chaladam, but she's not divorce clapping everybody else because she's not allowed to get married to anybody else. Still lo yikachu. Still she's a kohen's not allowed to marry her. V'hainu reich haget shepoisa b'kahuna. And this is the reich haget that Chazal said is considered a get so that the woman should be considered a grusha, that she should not be able to marry a kohen. But the bottom line is, Rabbi said that you see from here that even though it's true, if someone gives his wife a get and says that this should be a get, however, v'yat muteres l'chaladam, it's taken not considered a good get, but on some level it really is considered a good get. It's not a perfect get, but episode get it is. It's a reyach get. L'maynaf kivino, she's going to be puzzled to a kohen. And that's why being that episode get it is, so it's for that reason, if a yavam would give it to yavam, it would be considered a get. It would have all the implications of a yavam that was megarish to yavam. However, if you give a blank piece of paper, that's not a get on any level, and because it's not a get on any level, it's going to be nothing. Incidentally, there's a machlekes rishonim, whether this reyach get
is considered a get on some level to say that should be also to a kohen even midairaisa, or is it only going to be midrabbanan? That's a discussion in the Rishonim, but the bottom line is, for sure it's something. And because it is something, that's why the equivalent thereof with the Yavani Yavama is going to be something as well. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rami Barcham, another Shaiva. Harei Amru Chazal said, Amar Echad Lavler, if someone goes over to a Seifer and he says, Ksoiv get la rusasi. So this man was ma'ares a woman, which is another way of saying he was mekadesh a woman, which is another way of saying he's married to this woman, midday rice, right? Erisin, kedushin, that creates issues midday rice. However, he didn't do chuppah yet. So he goes over to a sefer and he says, listen, I plan on being mashlim this marriage. I plan on doing chuppah. I plan on getting married. There's a wedding that was already set. However, after the chasa, I want to get divorced. So he goes over to the sefer and he says, ksoiv get la rusasi, right? Get for my arusa. When am I going to use it? L'kisha ech nesena, after I do the nisun, agar shena, I'm going to give it a get. So the Brisa says, harei ze get, it is considered a get. And the reason is, v'nei shabiyadu l'garsha. Because right now, if he wanted to divorce his wife, he could divorce her. Right now he's married, he could divorce her now. Punk, he doesn't want to divorce her now. He wants to divorce her after the nisun, whatever. The point is, being that right now he could divorce her, so if right now he tells the sefer, write the get for me, even though he's saying that I don't want to use it until a later date, that's neither here nor there. Uli'isha ba'alma, here's the punchline. However, if a man was not married, and he says, I plan on being mekadesh and isha, but beforehand, he wants to be prepared, he tells the sefer, please write a get for me. So then already ain't a get. And the reason is, because being that right now he can't divorce his wife, he's not married yet, he didn't even do erisin, so therefore, the get won't be a get. In other words, it's a chiddush that in order for a get to be a kosher get, the sefer would have to write the get on behalf of the megarish, right? Because of law, it has to be written lishma. So the lishma would have to happen on behalf of a couple that's married. That right now, at the time of the ksivas haget, they could actually use the get. However, if the get is being written at a time where they couldn't, then it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says, "Boy, Rami Bar Chama, Rami Chama had a shaylo liyavim toimau. What would happen if somebody would go over to a sefer and he would say, you know, I plan on doing Gibum. I didn't do it yet. Right now it's just Zika. But I plan on doing Gibum. Can you please write a get for me? Like this, L'kisha ech nesena, after I do the Gibum, I'm going to divorce her. What's the Shaila? Kivin da gi debe do? He's saying that being that there's a Zika now between the Yavam and the Yavama, ka'rusa saidamyo. So we look at it as if there's already Erisin. So we say that it's a biyadu l'garsha. Because by the way, if the Yavam gives the Yavama a get, it does do something. So there, on some level, there is a biyadu l'garsha. Oh, you don't keep it all Yavam, but my Merloi. Or do you say no? At the end of the day, all there is a Zika. Now, had they done Maimer, maybe that would be something else. But he didn't do Maimer, he certainly didn't do Nisuin. So as a result, there's no Erisin, there's no Nisuin. So maybe it wouldn't work. That was Rami Bar Chama's Geshmak HaShaila, and the Gemara says, take it. Another question. Boy, Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya had a Shaila. Kosav get lezik kosai, v'loy l'mamar. What happens if a Yavam did Maimer? And then after he did the Maimer, he wrote a get. He wrote the get, and in the get, he wrote that I want the get to sever the Zika between me and the Yavama, but not the Maimer. Or, Limamara, he wants to sever the Maimer, v'loy l'zikas. Now, what's the Shaila? This is a very long Shaila. Maimer ilui Zika karami, when a Yavam and a Yavama have Zika, and then the Yavam does Maimer. So the Maimer clearly adds a dimension of issues between the Yavam and the Yavama. But the question is, how does that work? Is it that it bolsters and it just increases qualitatively the issues that was already there? Or, speak it out outside first, it creates a whole nother issues. Meaning, when there's Zika and Maimer, is the Pshat this one issues? It's just a festa, super issues of Zika and Maimer? Or it's two issues? There's the issues of Zika, and there's the issues of Maimer. The Maimer of Kimina, could somebody be Megarish the Zika, not the Maimer? The Maimer, not the Zika. Let's see inside. If we say that the Maimer is Ilui Zika Karami, if it's one big super issues, then havaliki megarish chatzi isha. Then it would be like saying, I want to be megarish and half the isha. But megarish chatzi isha, liyasav leikum, it's worthless. Or you say, hai luchu dekoi, hai luchu dekoi. We look at them as being two independent issues. And if that's the case, if it's two independent issues, then this is something you should be able to do. So the Gemara says, v'tif shalei midirava. This shayla, I think we can be poishin. I think we can be poishin from something Rava said. Oh my, Rava said, nosan get l'mamorei. In the event that somebody gave a get l'mamorei, hutra tzarasa. It's going to make the tzara mutter. So what's the context over here? This is one line that's completely out of context. What is the context? Rashi gives us the context. It takes us back to Perek Arba Achin, one of the cases in Perek Arba Achin. The specific case was where there were three brothers and the three brothers were married to Nachrias, meaning there were no sisters involved. Okay, so Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, he leaves over no children. Shimon did Maimer to Eshes Reuven. And then Shimon died. So the halacha is, Eshes Reuven now is falling Liyibum to Levi, Machmas two Zikas. Number one, Reuven, and number two, Shimon. Right? Eshes Reuven was Reuven's wife. But once Shimon did Maimer, she was also Shimon's wife. So it comes out that this woman is now falling Liyibum times two. Sai Machmas Reuven and Sai Machmas Shimon. And it's for that reason, the Gemara says, is halacha that a person does not have a mitzvah's yibum when there's Eshes Beis Mason, and it's for that reason there's going to be no yibum at all. Stating that, Rava said, what happens if Nasan get l'mamar? After Shimon did Maimer with Eshes Reuven, Shimon gave a get to Eshes Reuven. So then the halacha is hutra tzarasa. At that point, the halacha is hutra tzarasa, which means that Levi is allowed to be miyabein Shimon's tzara, who is Shimon's real wife. So Shimon's real wife was the tzara to the Balas Maimer, who was originally Reuven's wife, right? Reuven died. Shimon did Maimer to Eshes Reuven. Shimon had his own wife. So it comes out Shimon's wife was the tzara. So the halacha is at that point, Levi would be allowed to be miyabim Shimon's other wife. Meaning, as long as Shimon doesn't give a get to Eshes Reuven, so that Eshes Reuven's an Eshes Beis Mason, not only can't Levi be Miyabim the Eshes Beis Mason, he also can't be Miyabim the Tzara of the Eshes Beis Mason. So he also can't be Miyabim Shimon's other wife. But once Shimon gives a get, at that point, Levi could be Miyabim the Tzara, he could be Miyabim Shimon's other wife. Rashi adds, based on the Gemara Perek Arba Achen, one side of the Gemara Perek Arba Achen, that not only could Levi be Miyabim Shimon's other wife, but Levi can also be Miyabim the Balas Maimer. That even though Shimon gave a get to the Balas Maimer, so the halach is, if Levi wants to be Miyabimer, he's allowed to be Miyabimer. This is a raya, says the Gemara. This is a raya to this shayla. This is a raya to the shayla that if somebody gives a get, the halach is, it's shaykh that the get will be chal on the Maimer, won't be chal on the Zika. Or the get will be chal on the Zika, won't be chal on the Maimer. And it's not a problem of a chatzi isha. Where do you see that? So you see it is because if you're going to tell me that it's impossible to give a get just for the Maimer, so that in the event that a Yavam gives a get to the Maimer, the get's not only affecting the Maimer, it's also affecting the Zika. Because if it's only a get on the Maimer, it's going to be Megarash Chatz Ish, it's going to be nothing. So if that's the case, when Shimon gave a get to Eshes Reuven, his Balas Maimer, what he was doing was, he wasn't only being Megarish the Maimer, he was being Megarish the Zika as well. He was impacting the Zika. Now, once Shimon impacts the Zika, then Levi should not be allowed to be Miyabim Eshes Reuven. And the reason is because Shimon just gave Eshes Reuven a get. And once one brother gives a get, the other brother doesn't have a right anymore to do Yibum, because Kivan Shaloi Bono Shaloi Yivna, that's the Gemara. So must be that the get was only on the Maimer, it wasn't on the Zika. I mean that the get was only on the Maimer, not on the Zika, it never affected the Zika. If it never affected the Zika, that's why Levi is allowed to go now, and Levi is allowed to be Miyabim. So L'chayri, you see from Rava, from the Rav, fact that Rava said, Nasan Getla Mamari, Hutra Tzarasa, and not just Hutra Tzarasa, but even Hutra Eshes Reuven, this is a festive Gemara. So that's a Raya L'chayri that you give a get just to the Maimer. So what's the Shaila? Boy, Rab Chananya, isn't it Mefurish Rava? The Gemara says, yeah, it is a Mefurish Rava. But what does that have to do with Rav Chananya? The Rav Pshitle, Rav Chananya, me by the way, Rav Taka knew that for sure. Rav Chananya wasn't sure. My, what's the halach? And the Gemara says, Teiku. Moving along. Cholatz for Asa Maimer. So the Mishnah said a lot of things, but one of the things the Mishnah said was that Cholatz, once the Yavan does Chalitza, if he does Maimer afterwards, so the halach is that the Maimer is going to be pointless. Meaning, Ein Achar Chalitza klot, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Once Chalitza has done nothing after the Chalitza, he's going to have any bearings. Amar Rav Yehuda, my Rav. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Zudev Rabbi Akiva. This is only true according to Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who holds, Ein Kedushin Toivsim B'chai V'ilavim. That if someone's Mekadosh Chai V'ilavim, the Kedushin is not Toivs. Av HaChachamim, Moirim, the Chachamim hold, Yesh Achar Chalitza klom. They hold that if someone would do Maimer after Chalitza, it's Poshit that the Maimer would work. Why? So again, let's chazer over. We're talking about a Yavam that did Chalitza. After he did Chalitza, he made another move. In our Gemara's case, he did Maimer. One of the Tziurim of the Mishnah. So essentially, he did Chalitza. After he did the Chalitza, he was Mekadosh this woman. And the Mishnah says it's nothing. The Shaila is, why is it nothing? Why is it Gara that then any Maisa Kedushin? He was just Mekadosh a woman. If he's Mekadosh a woman, why shouldn't the Kedushin be a Kedushin? So why are we saying Ein Acha Chalitza Klo? Now just to clarify this a little bit better. Every Yavam Yavama is really an Eishes Ach. Someone tries to be Mekadosh an Eishes Ach. You can't be Mekadosh in Eishes Ach, because she's an Erva. It's only B'makam Mitzvah where it's Shaykh. But once the Yavam does Chalitza, we know there's no Isser Reish Hasach anymore between the Yavam and the Yavama. It gets downgraded from an Isser Reish Hasach, from a Chayvei Krisis, to a Chayvei Lavim. Kivin Shaloi Banu Shov LaYivna. Now, as a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, whether it's only the Choylets and the Chalutza that are a Chayvei Lavim, what about the other Yavamim and the other Yavamas? But for sure, the Choylets and the Chalutza is only a Chayvei Lavim. So L'Chayra, if all of this is a Chayvei Lavim, there's no Isser Reish Hasach, there's no Erva. So if there's no Erva, so L'Chayra, if he's Mekadisher after the Chalitza, the Kedushin should be Chal. So Cholatz V'Asa Maimer. What did the Mishnah say? Nothing. What do you mean nothing? L'chayri was a Mekadesher. So the Gemara says like this, Bishloim, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, who holds Kedushin's not Toifis, but Chayvei Lavin. Once he does Chalitza, there's a Chayvei Lavin for him to be Mekadesher. Why? Because Kimet Shalai Banu Shov Layivna. Oh, Kedushin's not Toifis, but Chayvei Lavin. According to Chamda, Kedushin's Toifis, but Chayvei Lavin. So l'chayri, why shouldn't it be Kadesh? So it's like the Gemara. That's Rabbi Yudah saying the name of Rav, Zudiv Rabbi Akiva. This must be going according to Rabbi Akiva. Tama in Kedushin, Toifis, and Chayvei Lavin. Ava Chachamim, Levin, the Chachamim hold, Yesh, Achar, Chalitza, Klum. Then no. Even after Chalitza, if he would do Maimer, the Maimer would be Chal. Why? Because Kedushin Slav is Mechavi Lavin, so it's Loi Gara from any Kedushin. So who's the Tan of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Akiva. I mean, it started off with Rabbi Gamliel, right? That's the name of the parrot. But that was just the first part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, Chachamim. And then once we have Ketzad, when we go all in, and all the different cases of the Mishnah, who is the Tan of the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Me matzis, smokos like Rabbi Akiva. Could you say the Tan of Mishnah Rabbi Akiva? Vaktani reish, the reish of the Mishnah said, meaning one of the cases of the Mishnah was, Nasan get for us a Maimer in the event that the Yavam gave again, and then he did Maimer, so Tzricha get for Chalitza. So then the Yavam has to give a get, he has to give a Chalitza. He has to give a get because he did Maimer, and he has to do Chalitza because once he gives a get, at that point he can't do Yivam anymore, because Kivin Shleibana Shogla Yivna, so he has to do Chalitza. The Kash is Rabbi Akiva, if the Tan of Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, Kivin the Yavla get, me Mahaniba Maimer, Rabbi Akiva holds, then once he give a get, at that point the Maimer is worthless. Because for time we learn to the price, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, "Benayim, loy seget leivim to shenes all the way." How do you know that if a yavam gives a yavam a get, she becomes asur to him forever? Shenema, because it says in the Torah, "La yuchal baila harishoin asher shulcha." And the words asher shulcha, Rabbi Kiva felt were extra, and he darshens from here, achas shiluach, that if a yavam would give a yavam a get, at that point, la yuchal baila harishoin, he's never allowed to marry her again. Now, to clarify, this pasuk, La Yucha Baila Rishon, is the pasuk of Machzik Grushasek. Ordinarily, Machzik Grushasek is only a problem if the Grusha married someone in between. But here there's a chiddush that if a Yavam gives a Yavam a get, then the halach is Achash Shiluach La Yucha Baila Rishon, even if she didn't get married to somebody else. So you see, Rabbi Akiva Shita, this is a Chayvei Lavin for a Yavam to marry Yavama that he gave a get to. Now, Rabbi Akiva holds Kedushin is not Toifas B'Chayvei Lavin. So not some get. The Maimer is garnished. So why does he have to give a get for the Maimer? The Chayr, it's nothing. Elamai, the Tana, Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. Then we have a stira. From the fact that the Mishnah says if you did Chalitza, and then you did Maimer, the Maimer is nothing, must be Rabbi Akiva. Those conditions not Toivis, B'chayvi Lavin. The problem is, how can you tell me it's Rabbi Akiva? If that's the case, Nasan get for Asa Maimer, the Maimer should be nothing, because Rabbi Akiva holds on when a Yavam gives a Yavam a get. It's all over. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Ashi, and he says, no, get Yavam mid the Rabban of a cross, Machtav Alma. It's true, the Gemara brought a price, Rabbi Akiva has a shita that if Yavam gives a Yavam a get, at that point, he's never allowed to marry her again. But that's a real drasha. A Yavam gives a Yavam a get, it's garnish. We've said over and over and over again that the only two things that a Yavam could do towards a Yavama that will have any impact Midei Raisa is Yibam, which is Yavama Yavayala, or Chalitza. Get is nothing Midei Raisa. So Bal Karchach, this whole drasha is an asmach the Bible. It's not a real drasha. If it's not a real drasha, for sure Kedushin will be Typhus, and that's where Rabbi Akiva holds it. If he gave a get, and then afterwards he did Maimer, the Maimer is going to be a Maimer. Tanya Nami Hachi, a Braisa that supports this. Omar Rebbe said, Ein advarim halalu amurim elo the divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah that said that Ein achar chalitza klum is true according to Rabbi Akiva. Shaya oisa chalutza ke'erva, because Rabbi Akiva made a chalutza like an erva. Meaning, he held the chayvei lavin is like a chayvei krisus. That kedusha is not toifus. Avu chachamim moimil chachamim ol yesh achar chalitza klum. That of course there's something after chalitza, because chachamim ol kedusha is toifus b'chayvei lavin. Vani oimer Rabbi said, I'll be machriya. So according to Rabbi Akiva, yeah, nothing. According to chachamim, something I hold emos ayves man shekitchul l'shum ishus. It depends. Was he mekandeshu l'shum ishus? Then, yeah, avo kitcha l'shum yivamus, or l'shum yavmus, ein acha chalitza klum. Rebbe said to me, it really depends. When he was Mekadesher, he had a mind to do Kedushin, or he had a mind to do Maimer. If he had a mind to do Kedushin, then you're right, Kedushin's toivus b'chayv elav. If, however, he had a mind to do a Maise Yibam, once you do Chalitza, there's no Zik anymore. There's no Mitzios of a Maise Yibam anymore. Then it's a Mekach Toizok Rashi. And if that's the case, of course it's going to end up being nothing. Tanya Idach, another Braisa that says, it's a if someone does Chalitza, v'chaz of a Kitcha, and then he did Kiddushin, Rabbi Yami Rabbi says, im Kitcha l'shum Ishos, if he was Mekadosh l'shum Ishos, tzricha imenu get, then he needs a get. Because then you're right, Kiddushin's Toifas v'chayvi lavin. Rabbi holds like the Chachamim.
L'shum Yavmos. However, if he was Mekadosh of L'shum Yavmos, in his mind he's doing a Maisa Yibum, ain't Tzrichos Emen a get. At that point, you wouldn't need a get. Why not? Because the Mekach Tois. Because you can't, once you do Chalitza, there's no Zika anymore. The Chachamim argue, they hold Bein Shekichel L'shum Yishos, Bein Shekichel L'shum Yavmos, Tzrichos Emen a get. It doesn't matter if you did a L'shum Yishos, L'shum Yavmos. Either way, you're going to need a get. And again, this is just another Braisa that mentions this Machloikis, that if someone did Chalitza and then afterwards he did Maimer, is it going to be Koin as an Akkoin to Rabbi Akiva? No, Kedushas not Toivis B'chayv Yilavin. Koin to Chachamim, yeah. Kedushin is Toivis B'chayv Yilavin. Koin to Rabbi, it depends. He did it L'shem Ishus, then yeah. Because Kedushas Toivis B'chayv Yilavin. If he did it L'shem Yavmus, no, because there's no Zika, and it's going to be a Mekach Tois. Either way, the Gemara tomorrow, the first part of Daf, is going to continue to discuss this three-way Machloikis. For now, we're going to exhale and speak out a little bit of raid that relates, number one, to today's Daf, and also relates a little bit to some other inyanim that we've been talking about here in Masechtas Yevamos, and that is the Gemara today mentioned one of the very, very important halachas. Important in that it's in the introduction to Masechtas Yevamos, foundational. And that is, Rav Huna said that even though the mitzvah of Yibam is Yevama Yavay Aleha, however, mitzvah's Yevama Mekadesh V'achar Kach Bayil. The proper way to do Yibam is to first do a Maisa Kedushin, and then afterwards to do Yibam. In fact, the Gemara says that Rav was Mangid, Manda Mekadesh Bebiya. Rav would give Malkus to any man that was Mekadesh Bebiya, even though the Mishnah says that Isha Niktas Bekasev Shtar Bebiya, but Rav would give Malkus to someone that was Mekadesh Bebiya, and the Gemara says not just someone that was Mekadesh Bebiya, but even someone that would do Yibam, go straight to the mitzvah without first being Mekadesh. It's considered an act of pritzos. And it's for that reason Rav would give Malkus. It's for that reason that Rav Huna said, Mitzvah Yevama Mekadesh V'achar Kach Bayil. And the truth is, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Yibam V'chalitza, when the Rambam presents Kedarki B'Kodesh in a very clear, systematic way, the basic laws of Yevamos, the Rambam presents it the way we just learned it on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Yibam V'chalitza. Mitzvah Haseh Min HaTorah. There's a mitzvah Esed Ayraisa, Sheyabim Adam Eshes Achiv Me'aviv. That a person should do Yibam, Beimin on Nesuin, Beimin Erisin. It doesn't matter if his brother that died had Erisin, had Nesuin. In Meis Peloi Zera, if he dies with no children, there's a mitzvah to do Yibam Shenemar, Uvein Einloi, Yevamoi, Yavoi Aleha. Says the Rambam, Min HaTorah Ein Tzarech L'Kadosh Yevimtai. Midai Raisa, this man, this Yavam, doesn't have to do any Kedushin to the Yevam. Shezu Ishtoihi, because she's already Mikudeshes to him. She's already his wife. Shehiknu Lai Min HaShamai. Because min shamayim, they were mezavik de zivug, and they already created the ishus. Elo, yava yaleha, all he needs to do is bia, uksubasa, and as it relates to her ksuba, it's going to be al nichse baila shames. This is the very first halach of the Rambam Silchus Yivam v'chalitza. I'm skipping to Perek Beis halach aleph. So from Perek aleph halach aleph to Perek Beis halach aleph. So the Rambam mitivrei soifrin, stating that Rabbanim came along and they said shlo yava yavam al yavimtoi a yavam should not be miyavim his yavama ad she yikadesh oiso until he's mekadesh or b'fnei shnei edim in front of two edim b'pruta or b'shava pruta v'zeu hanikra maimer. And this is what we know as maimer. And the Rambam says ve'ein ha-maimer koina b'yavama kinyan Gomer, that stating that even though there's something called Maimer, but you should know it's not kind of Kinyan Gomer, like Beis Hillel, Kemoshe is Bar, like will very much be explained, says the Rambam, in Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza. But the bottom line is that there's a mitzvah of Maimer, and Maimer is something that works midrabanon. And even though Midai Raisa, the Torah says Yivama Yava Yaleh, but Chazal were very, very makbid, and Chazal did not want a person to stand do Yibam without first doing something. That something is what we know as Maimer, which means that the Yavam is Mekadesh the Yavama either with Kesef or he's Mekadesh the Yavama with the Shtar. Now the Gemara said that Maimer was something that was so important to Chazal, that Chazal said that if a Yavam would be Mekadesh, would do Bir, he would be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam, without first doing Maimer, he'd get Malkus. Rav was Mangid, Amanda Mekadesh Bibi, and the Gemara said this holds true even for Yibum, even for Yevama Yava Yaleh, in the event that he did not do Maimer. And the truth is, the Gemara brought a whole list of things that Rav used to give people Malkus for. And the Gemara said, not Malkus, but Makas Maritus. But Rav would give people Malkus if they violated certain things. What was the list?
someone's Mekadesh Bebiya, someone that's Mekadesh Beshuka, someone that's Mekadesh Beloy Shaduchi, someone that's Mevatel Get, he's Moisim Maidan Get, he doesn't act nicely to a Shliach Bezdin, he was in Cherem for 30 days and he didn't make his shtadlus to try to get out of the Cherem. He's living together with his in-laws. Right? All these different things where technically the person didn't do anything wrong. But at the same time, Rav would go ahead and Rav would give Malchus. Now, how did Rav have the right to just go ahead and start shmeising people? Because in his mind, he didn't like so much what it was they were doing. The Gemara, later in the Masechta, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, it's also Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Memvav, says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, Shamati, I heard, Shne Bezdin Makin Va'oinshin Shalom in HaTayra. I heard that Bezdin sometimes can hit people and they can punish people, Shalom in HaTayra. V'loi Lavar Al Divrei Tayra, Elo Lassis Siog LaTayra. Umaisa, and it brings a story about Adam Echad, Sherachab al Sus B'Shabbos B'mei Yavanim. There was a person that was riding on a horse on Shabbos in the times of the Yavanim, which again is not something a person's supposed to do. And they gave this person skila. Not because he really deserved skila. Because they felt that this was the appropriate thing to do. The Gemara says it was another story. But Adam Echad, he was meshamish mitasai with his wife underneath a te'eno. They burned him to Bezdin, the Hilku, and they gave him Malchus. And again, not because this person really deserved Malchus. Because this was something that he needed. So there's a concept of Shamati Shebezdin Makin Va'oinshin Shaloymin HaTorah. Lassus Yog LaTorah. This is something that Bezdin sometimes has a right to do. And that's what Rav did. Rav felt that these were all reasons that were appropriate to him to invoke this special right that he has. And this is what it was that he did. The truth is, this idea that you find that Bezdin would sometimes punish people, even though you don't find in the Torah any basis for them to be punished, is something that it comes up in so many different Gemaras. Just to mention, the Gemara Ksubas Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, if somebody says, I don't want to make a sukkah, or they tell him, take a lulav, he says, I'm not interested in taking a lulav. Bezdin has a right to hit him, and not just hit him, but literally, ad yitzias neshama. They have a right to hit him, ad shneteitzei nafshai. Again, where does Bezdin have a right to start hitting a person because he doesn't want to do a mitzvah? Doesn't say in the Torah that if a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah, you have a right to hit him. But Bezdin does have a right to do it. It's based on this Gemara, Yevam is tzadik amid beis, Sanhedrin Memvav, where the Gemara says that Shamati, Shebezdin, Makim Va'inshin, Bezdin has a right to go ahead and to punish some. And the truth is that maybe the best example of this is just the whole concept of Makas Mardas, which is what our Gemara was talking about. But the more general concept of Makas Mardas, and that is that even though there are times that if a person doesn't have Avera, Midday Raisi wouldn't get punished, but we know the Rabbanim very often, for people that violated Isuri the Rabbanim, would give what's known as Makas Mardas. The bottom line is, there's a concept that Bezdin sometimes would punish. The Gemara tells stories on Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, our Daf right here in Yevam Daf Nun Beis, which by the way is also a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Yud Beis. And you have the Gemara in Ksubis Pei Vav, where the Gemara talks about if someone says, I don't want to do a mitzvah, so Makin, Oysay, Achetetse, Nafshay, total idea of Makas Mardas, that you find that Bezdin sometimes would punish a person, Bezdin would sometimes hurt a person. Why? Because they felt that the show was tzricha lekach, that they felt this was something that was necessary. And just to point out and to highlight the chiddush, a yid is not allowed to hit another yid. Rosha lama sakereyecha, right? We know that that's not okay. If Bezdin would give a person 40 malchus instead of 39, in the Torah. It says in the Torah, Lo Yosef pen Yosef. This is not something that you're allowed to do. So you're not allowed to go and hit a person. It's aser midai raisa. Not just that, a person can't even be chayvo ba'atzmai. Right? There's shailas about taking different, having certain surgeries done and different things. The tshuvas, we've spoken about this over the years, that you find sometimes this isra being chayvo ba'atzmai coming up is fascinating. Right, Ramesh has a tshuva, a person can go on a diet. Maybe he's being chayvo ba'atzmai. Right, it's in so many fascinating different contexts. A person can't be chayvo ba'atzmai. And here you have Bezin's makinois that should take Zainab Shay. Bezin's pasha taking a guy out. Why? Because they felt it. It's a tremendous chiddush. The Teretz is this Gemara, Shamati, I heard, Shebezdin has a right to do something like this. But there's a very, very important lumdus as it relates to a distinction between the Malkus that you find in the Torah versus the Makas Mardos and the Malkus that you find that Bezdin sometimes used to give. That is, there's a Tosfos and Masechtas Nazir Daf Chaf on the base. Tosfos over there says Mesafkel Rebbe. Rebbe had the following suffix. He says that you find the Gemara says if someone says I don't want to do a mitzvah, so Bezdin could be Makinoy. So Achetetzei Nafshay. Bezdin could hit him sometimes, mamish to the point where it's going to be Achetetzei Nafshay. Says Tosfos, really that's a chiddush, right? Because we know that Malkus Deiraisa is Arbam Chasarachas, only 39. Yet, when it comes to this Indian of Makas Maridus, over there, Bezin is Makinoitzoi, Achetetzei Nafshei. A Bezak Toysfis, I have a Sophic. My Sophic is this that you find that Bezin will give Makas Maridus, Achetetzei Nafshei, is that only in a preventative sense? Or would that be true even if Bezin's giving someone Malkus for something that he already did? Meaning, the Gemara of Ksubis that says that Bezin's Makin, Achetetzei Nafshei, it's talking about a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah. I'm not sitting in a sukkah. I'm not eating matzahs. I'm not taking dalad minim. Bezdin can force a person to do a mitzvah. They can force him ad kidei kach, ad shetetzei nafshei. There's also situations where Bezdin will hit a person for something he already did. Someone was over in Issa d'Rabbanan, for which he's chayim makas mardos. Our gemaras that we learned today in Daf Nun Beis, where Rav is hitting people. What about over there? Could that also be Achetetzei Nafshei, or maybe not? Zog Tosfos, on the one hand, you find that Chazal say, Shamati, that Bezdin is makin, Achetetzei Nafshei. But then again, maybe that's only if it's preventative. But if Bezdin is hitting a person for something that he already did, so Tosfos says, I could hear a very stark tzad that maybe it would be limited to 39. And you know why? Because Kol D'Tikin Rabbanon is Ke'in Deiraisa Tikkun. And if Malkus Deiraisa is only 39 Malkus, so what's Mestaber says Tosfos, that Malkus Rabbanon can't be more Chomer than the Malkus Deiraisa, and that's probably also going to be 39. Al-Kapanim, that's Tosfos. Tais has a suffix and he blibes tsarich iyun, he's not sure. Whether this day you find that Makas Madras is Achetetzei Nafshei, is not only in the event that the purpose of the Makas is to be prevented, but what would be if the person did the Aveira already? So now you're going ahead to punish him. Maybe in that case, says Tosfos, over there the Malkus is not going to be a Malkus of Achetetzei Nafshei, because it can't be more chomer than the regular Malkus that Bezdin would give a person if he did an Aveira. And just like if a person was over in Issa D'Oraisa, he would get Malkus, but it would be Arbam Chasarachas. So Yesh Lema, when it comes to Makas Maridus, it can't be more chomer than that. And here too, it would be Arbam Chasarachas. That's Tosfos Sofik. Tosfos had a Sofik. But the Briskerov said that it's Mavur in the Rambam. That Rambam didn't have a Sofik. The Rambam is in Perek Vav, Hilchas Chometz U'Matzah, Alocha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Misha Ochal Matzah B'Erev Pesach. If somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach, Makin Oisei Makas Mardus, Achetetzei Nafshei. We give this person Makas Mardus. What does it mean, Makas Mardus? Achetetzei Nafshei. We'll hit this person, literally Achetetzei Nafshei. Now we're talking about someone that was over in Nisad Rabbanon. To eat matzah on Erev Pesach is not a Nisad Raiso. All it is a Nisad Rabbanon. And the Rambam says that what's the Oynish? It's Makas Mardus. And what's the shear of the Makas Mardus? It's Achetetzei Nafshei. Says Mavur Klar in the Rambam that the Rambam held that even though the Makas Mardus over here is for something that the person did already, it's something that's for the Avar. Afal Pikein, we're going to be Makin Oysa Achetetzei Nafshei. And it's Mavur said the Briskerov, Maron Agriz, that the Rambam held like one side in Tosfos, that even when the Makas Mardus is for something that happened in the Avar, it's not to prevent something in the Asad, it's for something that happened in the Avar. Afal Pikein, the Halacha is going to be the same. It's going to be Achetetzei Nafshei. And the emes is the Briskerov said it's Sarach Bir. What's Taka the Pshat? What's Taka the Pshat? Why is it that when it comes to Malkus Deiraisa, it's 39? There's a shear of how much Malkus Bezin's allowed to give. Yet when it comes to Makas Maridus, even for the Avar, meaning, just to bring out the point, if someone's over a Loisase, Sheyesh by Maisa, so what's the Halacha? You get Malkus. You get 39 Malkus. If someone's over a Loisase Sheim by Maisa, the Rambam says you get Makas Maridus. Lav Sheim by Maisa, you get Makas Maridus. So if you do the Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, you get Malkus Arbon. If you do a Lav Sheim by Maisa, it's Makas Maridus. Malkus Arbon, that's 39. Makas Maridus, that's Achetetzei Nafshei. Does it make sense? What's Pshat? If you're over the Deiraisa, you did the Mohammed the Gavera, you're getting the Mohammed the Gaonish, there it's going to be 39. But if all it was the Issa the Rabbana, now you're getting Makas Maridus. So Mishloima, in a preventative sense, Bezin's telling a person, don't do this. He says, no, I don't care. Ich pfeif the Chon. Okay, so there you can say Achetetzei Nafshei. It's a different Indian. It's a whole different gather. But over here, you're punishing the person for what he did. When it's mid-Deiraisa, we limit it at 39, but when it's mid-Rabbanan, you're going to do it at Achetetzei Nafshei? Yitziva ba'ara v'giyara b'shmei shmaya. Right? That's a Gemara expression. How can it be that the more chomer thing is more cooler thing? It's only 39. But when it comes to the Rabbanan over there, it's going to be more chomer. It's going to be Achetetze Nafshe. So the Brisker Rav said that it's mavur from the Rambam. That the Rambam held that it's choluk b'yisoid. Makas mardus from Malkus Arbam. And the gedder of Malkus that you find in the Torah, in Masechtas Makis, for example, is fundamentally different than our Gemara. Then Rav that used to give Malkus for someone that was Makadosh Babiya, etc., etc., etc. And the Brisker Rav was Meichiach this from a Rambam himself. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's Perik Chav Dalet Halacha Dalet. So to Rambam, Yesh LeBezdin LaHalkos Misha Inem Mechuy of Malkus. Bezdin has a right to give Malkus to someone that doesn't deserve Malkus. VeLaharig and to kill Misha Inem Mechuy of Misa. Someone that's not mechuyav misa and loy lavra al devar Torah, not to violate a principle in the Torah. Ela lasu syog l'Torah. By the way, you see that this halach is not only true for malchus; it's true even to kill someone. And historically speaking, as recently as for sure in the times of the Rishonim and even later, you find situations. There's a tshuva in the Shailas Tshuva Zichron Yehuda that was from the son of the Rosh, where the Rosh brings a meister shahaya, says there was a meister in the kehila, and they were waiting the oilam for an opportune time to deal with him. So they waited for Yom Kippur. And by Ne'ilah, it's a tshuva in the Shailas Tshuva Zichron Yehuda. By Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, they took the Maisra and they killed him. So they killed him, mamish, at the holiest moment of the year because they felt this was the biggest avodas HaKodesh to kill. They're killing a person that technically maybe wasn't Chai Misa. Now, Maisra maybe has a din of a roidev, so a Maisra really has his own Shulchan Aruch. But this is something that they did. And it's based on this Rambam. That Yesh LeBezdin LaHalkos Misha Enu Mechuy of Malkus VeLaroik Misha Enu Mechuy of Misa. This is heavy. Obazay Shneitin Rambam. Then the Rambam continues and he says, V'kivin Shiroyim Bezdin Shepartzu Ambedavar. When Bezdin sees that people are being pirates in a certain Indian, Yesh Lehem Ligdar Ulechazek Adavar. They should be Mechazek this Indian. Kefi Masha Yir Lehem. Based on whatever they deem is appropriate, hakol hayrasha loishne yikva halacha l'dayrus, and it should be a hayrasha. And the Rambam then brings a few maises, the maises that we mentioned already. Maisa v'hilku adam shabal lishle tachsa ilon, and then there was a person who was rachav al asus b'shabes, and they gave him skila. Then there was a story he brings that Shimon ben Shatach once killed 80 women b'yoyim echad ba'ashkeloin. V'loy hayisham kol darke adrisha v'achakira v'asra. V'loy edes sprura ela hayrasha kafim mashera. A bezokt the Brisker Rav. It's mavu in the Rambam. When the Rambam presents the halachas of Makas Mardos, again, the first line, one more time, it's in Dritamo. Yesh lebezin lehalkais misha inu mechuyav malkas, velarag misha inu mechuyav misa, loy labra al devri Torah, elalasni syog le Torah. The idea is, Bezdin has a right to go ahead and do something to make a siyog. V'kivin sheroyin Bezdin sheparitzu am bedavar, yesh lehem ligdar ulechazek hadavar kefi mashayir elohem. Bezdin, when they punish, they're not punishing the way the Torah punishes. The Torah punishes. Bezdin was never given the right to punish. You know what Bezdin was given the right to do? Ligdor ulechazek hadavar. That's what they were given the right to do. Lasnoi syog la Torah. That's what they were given the right to do. Bezdin shamati, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, this right that Bezdin can exercise, that they can invoke if they deem appropriate, it's not to just punish people. The Torah decides punishments. Bezdin doesn't have the right to start whipping people. But you know what Bezdin doesn't have the right to do? They can be mechazik the das. If they feel that there's a klishas, there's a shmachkeit, there's something going on right now that needs a little bit of chizik, so that's something they have a right to go ahead and be mechazik. So the Brisker Rav said that whenever Bezdin gave makas mardus, even if they're giving makas for something that happened in the avar, the gedder is not punishing for something that happened in the avar. The gedder is lemigder milsa. It's to be mechazik the osid. It's because they felt that what just happened was such a maisa pritzos because someone was boyolish tachsa ilon, or the fact that someone was riding on a horse in the times of the Yavonim, this was a tricky time. So you're going ahead and you're being pirates together. We need to be mechazik moving forward. It's never begeder in oynish on the avar. It's always begeder on the asid. So the Rav said, avade in Malkus, you see, that the oynish of Malkus is arbam chaser achas. And if the Rabbana were going to go ahead and give an oynish, it would be called the Tikkun Rabbana Kein Deraisa Tikkun. And they wouldn't be able to do more than 39 either. Abbasid Maran agrees that when Bezin gives Makas Mardos, it's not Kein the Deraisa. It's not the same get. Oh, the Torah punishes? We also punish. No. Rabbanon are doing something else. The Rabbanon sometimes feel the Migdam Nusa, they have to put certain things in place. But the Geder of every Makas Mardos, even where it's a Malkus on something that happened in the Avar, is not that this is an Oynish on what happened, but rather this is a Chizik. It's Lamigdam Nilsa. It's to protect and it's to prevent something like this from ever happening again in the future. So being that it's all forward thinking, it's all towards the future. So therefore, it's no different than the Gemara Ksubis, where the Gemara says, Sukkah Sheni Yoysa, or Lulav Sheni Neutel, where it's Makin Oysa Achatetze Nafshoy. This is in the Avar. No. The Avar is punked where it happened. But you're not punishing the person for the Avar. It's always the Migdam Nilsa for the Asad. So there's a fundamental difference between Malkus and Makas Mardus. Malkus the Raisa is an Oynish on the Avar. Makas Mardus is a preventative measure for the Asad. This is the Yisoid of the Brisker Rav, which, by the way, in the Shiurim from Meshulam David and Mesachtes Nazat, Afchav Gimel, it's there by Arichos. It's a little bit more bekitzer in the stencils of the Brisker Rav. In the Chedusha Agriz al Hashas and Masechtas Nazat Afchav Gimel, and this is also in Reb Chaim in stencils and Masechtas Menachas. So this is a Yesoid, comes from the Stenslach, but it's mentioned in many different places in all the Briskish Shiurim. This is a Yesoid Gadol, a Yesoid Meforsemes from Aron Agriz to be Mechalik fundamentally between the Geder of a Malkus Abon and between the Geder of Makas Mardas. But just to end with one Ha'ara and to bring it back to Yevamis, and that is the Mishnah Melech. In Hilchas Isurei Biya, this is in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Zayin. So Mishnah Melech clears a shayla. He says, what would happen if a person did an avera, and this avera was both an issa deiraisa and an issa derabanan? For the issa deiraisa, he's chayav malchus. For the issa derabanan, he's also chayav malchus. Makas mardus. Cleared the Mishnah Melech. Would the person get malchus arban and makas mardus, or no? If a person did one avera. Again, it involves an Issa Deiraisa for which is a Malkus Arbon. It also involves an Issa Rabbon for which is a Malkus Mardus. Do we say that he gets Malkus Arbon and Malkus Mardus or not? Zokti Mishal Malkus and Mefurisha Toysus. It's a Toysus and Mesechtes Malkus, Daf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. You know what the context of the Toysus is? This is Mamish Gevald. Everything we've been learning about for the last little while. And that is, we know a Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha, Mideiraisa. A Kohen's also not allowed to marry a Chalutza, Midirabbona. What happens if a Kohen marries a woman that's a Grusha and a Chalutza? Yichayef Malkus Deiraisa for the fact that you married a Grusha. Yichayef Makas Mardos for the fact that you married a Chalutza. Zok Toysus, this person is only going to get Malkus Arbon. He's going to get Malkus Deiraisa, but he's not going to get any Malkus Derabon. He's not going to get any Makas Mardos. Zok to Mishal Melech, it's a Mefurisha Toysus. You see, Toysus said clearly that even though this person was over to Yisurim, he was over this at the Raisa for Kohen marrying a Grusha, and he was over this at the Rabban for Kohen marrying a Chalutza, Afal Pikin, he's only going to get Malkus Abon for marrying the Grusha. He's not going to get Malkus Mardas for marrying the Chalutza. Azoy Zok to Mishal Melech. On the side of the Mishnah Melech, there's a Haggah from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Right, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kiyudua, wrote Gil Yonis on the side of the Gemara, Gil Yonis Hashas. Not as famously, Rabbi Kiva Eger also wrote Gil Yonis on the side of the Rama. So Rabbi Kiva Eger and his Gil Yonis on the side of the Rama, on the Mishnah Melech, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ayyim ben Mishpat Zayzav, the Psychach Koileles, Chela Galav Oishchavchet. So the Mishpat Zayzav is, of course, the Prima Gadim. And Rabbi Kiva Eger is being mitzayin, the Psychach Koileles, which is Hafachba, Vafachba, the Kuluba. All the different psichos that the Prima Gadim wrote to his epic chibur. So in the psicha Aleph, in psicha Koileles, Ois Chavcheh, says Rabbi Kivega, take a look. So I looked. You know what the Prima Gadim says? Prima Gadim brings this Mishnah Melech, and the Prima Gadim says regarding the Mishnah Melech that I don't know if the Raya from Tois is a good Raya. Okay. Mishnah Melech is clarifying what happens if a person does one Aveiro, which is an Issa Deiraisa, is it the Rabbanan? You get Malkus for this Deiraisa, so Malkus Mardus for this Rabbanan. So clears the Mishnah Melech, are you going to get both or you're not going to get both? So it's a Mefurisha Toysus, he said. Because Toysus says, if a Kohen marries a Grusha Chalutza, you get Malkus Abon for the Grusha, but no Malkus Mardus for the Chalutza. Zok to Prima Gadim, I don't think there's a Raya. You know why? Because why is it that a Kohen's not going to marry a Chalutza? It's because Chazal treated a Chalutza Midrabbanan as if she was a Gerusha. The whole Yevamish is this. Kivin Shaloi Banashov Vayivne, Krevas Chalutzasai, just like Krevas Grushasai. Chazal treated a Grusha like a Chalutza. If a Kohen marries a Grusha Chalutza, it's not two Isurim, Zok, the Prima God. It's one Isser. You married a Grusha. Chalutza is Oichit, Nichlal in Grusha. Good, it's more Grusha. Oh, but it's one Chetz of Isser. And because it's one Chetz of Isser, there's going to be one Oynish. More than that, the Gemara says that How do you know that a kohen is allowed to marry a chalutza? Because it says kol grusha. The rabbi's I thought it's only the rabban. What's he writes? Asmach the baalma. But the ribuy of chalutza is in the pasuk of grusha. Snazok the prima godim yesh loymar over there where it's one chetza of iser. So over there it's technically going to be one oynish. Or be yesh loymar baalma if you're going to have two separate shemos of isurim that you grabbed and did at the same time. Could be you'll get malchus abam for being over there. They write so, and it could be you get malchus mardus for being over there. The rabban. That's the Haggad. That's what Kivega wanted you to see on this Mishnah Melech. But the bottom line is we have a machloik between the Mishnah Melech and the Prima Garden. If someone's over an Issadei Raisa, Bevas Achas with an Issadei Rabbana. Do you get Makas Mardus for the Issadei Rabbana? Do you only get Malkas Abban for the Issadei Raisa? Mishnah Melech, based on a Rai from Toysis Makas, you Gimel Amanal says you're only going to get Malkas Abban for being over the Issadei Raisa. Prima Garden argues, says Nishkain Raya. Could be you're also going to get Malkas Abban. Oh, but the Mishnah Melech Shita is, you're only going to get Malkas Abban, you're not going to get Makas Mardus. Question is why? Why don't you get Makas Mardus? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his base Ha'oitzer, and this is in Chelek Aleph, it's Klal Kuf Yudches. So he brings this Shmuz, and he says that it's Pasha to him, that Pshnan in the Mishnah Melech is, because there's a principle of Kamle B'derabamineh. So being that there's a Kamle B'derabamineh, what's the more Chomer Einish? The Malkas Arbaim or the Malkas Mardus? For sure, Malkas Arbaim. That's Midai Raisa. And because that's Midai Raisa, that's more Chomer. So he says it's for that reason you're going to get the Malkas Arbaim. You're not going to get the Malkas Mardus because it's come with the Rav Amine. And Zakr B'Yosef Engel, even though you find throughout Shas that a person could be like a Shmoinim, right? You could get two times Malkas. That's because there's no come with the Rav Amine. That's because the first set of Malkas and the second set of Malkas are the same set of Malkas. It's the same Chomer. But anytime you have a situation where one thing is more Chomer than the other, so over there already, there's a and because it's a kam lebe derabamine, so it's for that reason you're going to end up, you're going to get the malchus abam, you're not going to get the malchus mardos. L'chayre yesh loymar, here's the ha'ara, yesh loymar. The feed of Briskerov's yesoid, that the Briskerov said that malchus mardos is really not an oynish. Malchus mardos is never a punishment on what happened. The whole gather of malchus mardos is l'migda milsa, that we just need to make sure that the situation is going to be stark. We're not punishing for you. We're not punishing you for what you did. As much as we're making an example of you, we're making a carbon of you. So like this, l'migdar milsa, we're going to make sure that people behave moving forward. I think there'd be mocking to clear a svara that when you have two einshim, then there's a svara of kam lebe derabam ineh. But b'kai gavna, where it's not two einshim, you have the einish of malkas abayim, and then you have this new inyan of hakol l'fisha l'migdar milsa of makas mardos. Maybe for that you can't say kam lebe derabam ineh. Maybe kam lebe derabam ineh is only a svara to the extent that you're dealing with two einshim. But like the Rav said, that the makas mardos is maybe not together einish, and if it's not together einish, maybe for that you won't be able to say. Maybe for that you won't be able to say kam lebe derabam ineh. Just to end, and that is that we're talking about makas mardos. What does the word mardos mean? What does makas mardos mean? So the Marsha and Chedushei Agadas in Masechtas Brachas Dav Zayin Ayin Shom. It's a nice marmakim. So he brings from the Aruch that the Aruch said that what does mardos mean? He says it's milosha merida. He says because when a person is over al divrei chachamim, he's being merid. He's rebelling against the rabbis. And because he's rebelling, so the punishment is known as makas mardos. What came to mind was a ha'ara that we spoke out from Rabbi Shmuel Yankif on Daf Chaf. The Gemara was talking about iser mitzvah that falls liyibum. The halach is choyletzes v'loy mesiyabemes. And the Gemara said, my iser mitzvah, shnius la'arayos. V'amai karilu iser mitzvah, mishum the mitzvah l'shmai adivrei chachamim. Shnius la'arayos. These are arayos that are awesome in the Rabbanon. They're called iser mitzvah. Why? Because mitzvah l'shmai adivrei chachamim. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankif said that we define the Rabbanon by this idea, the notion of mitzvah l'shmai adivrei chachamim. So he said pshat based on the nesivos that we've mentioned so many times, that the nesivos says that if someone's over an iser Rabbanon b'shoigig, he doesn't have to get kapara. And the reason is because all these surah Rabbanon are iser gavra. They're not iser chafza. The Rabbanon didn't have the ability to make anything aser. The Rabbanon have an ability to tell you that you have to listen. But the Rabbanon don't have any ability to create iser chafza. The Rogachava, Tafbeis, Sukkadei Raisa, Tani Isura, or Tani Psula, Mavi the Rabbanon, Tani Takanta, right? Because when it comes to the Raises, there's iser chafza. But when it comes to the Rabbanon, there's no iser chafza. So what is it? The Rabbanon tell you to do something. All it is mitzvah l'shmaya derei chachamim. That's what it is. The whole obligation is you just have to listen. It's not because, oh, the Rabbanon said that you can't eat this, some mail or something wrong with this. has nothing to do whether it's something okay with this or not okay with this. You just have to listen to the Rabbanan. That's the whole punchline. The punchline is mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. Not that there's something about this chafza that's problematic or troubling. It's just that the Rabbanan said so. And if the Rabbanan said so, you have to listen. Because mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. What's the inverse of mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim? It's not listening to the chachamim. The Rabbanans on the mitzvah side are referred to as mitzvah. Isser mitzvah. Mishum the mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. When someone violates the Rabbanan, what did he do wrong? He ate something that he wasn't supposed to eat. It's fine, you could eat this. Eat it, gesund tehei. You know what the problem is? You didn't listen to the Rabbanan. Isser gavra. What did you do? You were mayreid. And that's why it's called makas maris. The mitzvah is called mitzvah because mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. And when a person violates it, what did he do? He wasn't listening to the chachamim. He was being mired. He was rebelling against the chachamim. And that's why the makas is going to be called makas mardas. If there was iser chefza, so then we're dealing with the actual chefza. But there is no chefza. All it is, you have to listen to the Rabbanon. So there's a mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanon. And if you don't listen to the Rabbanon, that's good for the problem. The problem is that you just didn't listen to what the Rabbanon says. Like he did something wrong. It's that you didn't listen to the Rabbanon. That's why on the tzad ha-mitzvah, it's mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. And on the tzad ha-iser, what's the punishment called? It's called makas mardas. Why makas mardas? Because that's really all it is. All it is the fact that you were murdered in the chacham.